Bruce Wittenberg, the director of the Montana Historical Society, told the Senate Business and Labor Committee this project was authorized by the 2005 legislature. But when it came to providing the funding,
it's been rejected for five subsequent sessions
in the omnibus bonding bill. Some lawmakers just don't want the state to incur debt. And frankly, others just don't support this particular project in a bonding bill in the past or today.
It just became apparent that was just going to be too heavy of a lift.
That's why House Minority Leader Jenny Eck agreed to remove the Montana Heritage Center project from the rejected governor's infrastructure proposal or the Republicans' bonding bills that are still in play. Instead, Eck placed this project in her House Bill 660. It's one of two vehicles working their way through the legislative process. Basically, the bills are the same: raise the accommodations or bed tax to help pay for the expansion. The project has also changed. Instead of a brand new 200,000 gross square foot facility to be built somewhere in Helena, this time the plan is to build a much smaller building next to the existing facility, which would also be renovated.
This may not be the best solution for getting this project moving forward, but it is a solution that we're willing to embrace.
Wittenberg and other supporters say these changes will protect Montana's priceless collection, boost tourism, provide grants to other museums, and create construction jobs. No one testified against House Bill 660. The Senate committee did not immediately act on the bill after the hearing. On Friday, the House Appropriations Committee is scheduled to hear the other bill, Senate Bill 376. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.